Hey everyone, it's Thomas of the Ancient New Team. No Lee, just Thomas today. It's just me. So if you're confused and like, why is this happening on a Monday? I usually get these shows on a Thursday. Great question. I had the idea a few weeks ago of starting to produce like little short episodes for you all who so faithfully listen to this every week. A lot of other podcasts have Patreon supporters and they do little shorts for them as extras. We don't do that, but we can still do little shorts. So we thought we'd do that. Anyways, every day this week, you're going to get a short little 5 to 8 minute episode written by some of our friends. It's not going to be Lee and me. I'll do a little introduction and we may do a little bit of music at the end, but you're going to hear from some of our folks who just love the Lord and who we love. And we thought let's get them to answer a question. And they all are going to be answering the same question. And we got some really, really cool answers from it. I asked them, with your busy schedule, blank is how you keep your walk with the Lord a priority. So these folks are, you know, working full time, balancing being parents, all the stuff. And I just wanted to hear them say, this is what I do. This is how I keep my walk with the Lord at the top of my list. On the show today, you're going to be hearing from a dear friend of mine who lives deep in the heart of Texas. He's one of the kindest men I know. And honestly, I've looked up to him for the better part of a decade now. He's a musician. He's a full-time employee. And a couple months ago, he and his wife, Alyssa, celebrated their 1-year wedding anniversary. And in the middle of this episode, he says a thing I will never forget. And I will use it over and over and over again in my life and on this show. So get ready. It's going to get beat to death, but it's fully his. And it has changed my week since I heard it. I hope you really enjoyed this. This is my dear friend, Matthew Ruiz.
With the busy schedule that I have, I feel like a way that I keep the Lord a priority would be accountability through community. That's both community around me that I'm with in my church weekly, or also a very good friend of mine named TJ. We've been friends since we were in preschool, and we've been through so many different stages of life together, I feel like. But now walking in faith as brothers, what we do is we'll go through different chapters of the Bible together and we'll text our takeaways, basically pretty similar to what Lee and Thomas do on Ancient and New. And just talk about what's encouraging us, talk about what stuck out to us and how that applies to our life currently. And that's the first thing I do when I wake up. I put caffeine in my system. So that my brain can be working and ready to think and comprehend what I'm about to read. And so spend time with the Lord the first thing in the morning, because that's kind of like tuning your instrument, right? I feel like when you play an instrument before you start playing to the best of your ability, you have to tune that first. And so that's the beginning of that daily for me. And throughout a busy schedule, I feel like I'm always being... my schedule is always being filled up by meetings with work or different things that we're doing, my wife and I, you know, in the evening time. And so what helps me is finding time throughout the day whenever I start to feel busy, whenever things start to feel a little bit out of control, to just take a breather and sit with the Lord and pray throughout, even in the heart of the busyness, to take a moment just to sit with him. There's another thing that Lee talked about earlier on in the series where just having moments to yourself without your phone, without distractions, just sitting there, because that doesn't happen often. So that has honestly been really encouraging for me and helped me find times throughout the day, even throughout work, to sit with the Lord. I feel like it's so easy to be convinced by society, by work, that whenever you're at work, whenever you're working on a project, that you have to give that your full undivided attention. And I think that's a lie from the enemy trying to slowly drive a wedge between you and the Lord. And so finding time throughout the day to sit with the Lord, to pray, to talk to him, turning that into a posture of prayer and not just a moment has been really helpful for me. So that's how I would say that I make the Lord a priority, keep him a priority in the midst of a busy schedule. Thanks, guys. Love you.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.